From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Jonas Miller reports for WTEN in Albany that the New York State Department of Health released its second two-year report on medical marijuana November 14, recommending increases in patient access to the drug. The report included recommendations to allow more patients to qualify for medical marijuana, permitting all practitioners who can prescribe controlled substances to people to become registered providers, and creating a pilot study about health insurance coverage for the drug. Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker said, and I quote, "New York's medical marijuana program has grown quickly since its launch almost 3 years ago. Nearly 81,000 certified patients and more than 2,000 registered practitioners are now participating in the program. The recommendations in the two-year report are part of the continuous work to improve the quality of this program to help New Yorkers who are suffering from serious and debilitating conditions," end quote. Read the full story on the WTEN website. Kenneth C. Crow II reports in the Albany Times-Union that the State Attorney General's office wants to reinstate a felony perjury count and two misdemeanor counts of official misconduct against Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel Ablove by acting State Supreme Court Justice Jonathan D. Nichols in June. Ablove, a Republican, lost his bid for re-election November 6 to Democrat Mary Pat Donnelly by 55-45%. The state attorney general's office now says Ablove did not testify correctly before the grand jury in his 2015 Troy fatal police shooting case when he said that the officer involved did not waive his immunity to be prosecuted. The motion to reinstate the charges says, and I quote, "The evidence also established that Ablove had been present in the grand jury room during this prior immunity waiver, and the evidence further demonstrated that the prior immunity waiver should have been memorable to Ablove because it was preceded by significant discussions which Ablove was an engaged participant. Having already abused the process before one grand jury to benefit French, Ablove perjured himself in front of another grand jury to benefit himself by preventing the grand jury from properly analyzing the very prosecutorial misconduct that the governor had directed the special prosecutor to investigate," end quote. The Attorney General's June 27th motion paper state, and I quote, "Such perjury cannot be characterized as merely, and I quote, incidental, end quote, to the misdeeds under investigation. To the contrary, such perjury perpetuated Ablove's failure to discharge lawfully the responsibilities inherent to his office," end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that there will be work on the 80-year-old bridge in Windham on County Route 40 near Big Hollow Road. County highway officials do not anticipate any road closures during the repairs, but some vehicles may not be able to drive over the bridge until it is fixed. Greene County Highway Superintendent Robert Van Valkenburg said November the 13th at a Greene County Legislature meeting, and I quote, "We will monitor the issue and reduce the weight allowed on the bridge until Christmas time," end quote. The main work will take place after that, as heavy rains recently have complicated repairs. Van Valkenburg said, and I quote, "We have to divert the water and get access so that we can fill the area with grout or concrete," end quote. Consultants from Creighton Manning will examine the structure November 15th. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Kevin Brewinger at CNBC reports that New York's Chuck Schumer was reelected as minority leader in the Senate November 14, even though there are elections still undecided. Republicans kept Kentucky's Mitch McConnell as majority leader. In the U.S. House of Representatives, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is expected to become Speaker of the House when Democrats take control in January, although some are saying they want different leadership. Read the full story at CNBC. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.